that people do wrong is a lot of guys, they don't realize that once you get that hand, and some people can do it that right, correct position using your index finger, and you might be one of those guys. For, you know, guys that pick block.
Yeah.
I don't pick block. I mean, I'm blocking everything with the back of my hand, so once I get that angle, now I'm doing, it's like 90% of the stuff I do is with my thumb and my middle finger.
Yeah, wow.
You know, I mean, but, you know, you can add that to what you're doing with the Maurice thing with four picks.
Right.
And it would just, you know, be huge. Let's see. You know, there's little, we were talking about as a practice thing. Another thing is to where you're pulling the bar. I don't know if you...
You got a little rocking thing. I know from the earlier tape, I remember seeing that.
Oh, too. Okay, yeah. Because as soon as I get off of this, I lift it up. I mean, the rocking is to kill it.
Yeah.
So those two exercises... that I used when I'm warming up, you know, when I'm starting to play, and running through some pattern ideas, you know, it's just to get visual whatever key I'm going to be playing in. Another pattern that I didn't talk about yet, and you started to say something.
I was just going to say, you know, one of the things I'd love if we can cover just touch on a little bit is your approach to working on a song. So when you're like thinking of a new song, how do you approach the arrangement? How do you approach how you're going to play it?
Okay. That's a hard question, but I'll see if I can answer it. But before I do,